Okay. Yes, I'm a poet, performer, and I river dance in strip clubs on Sunday night for heterosexual men. I get paid, but quarters hurt, so... I grew up in London. I was born in London. I was raised in Nigeria. I live in the United States right now. Who knows where I'm gonna be next? But I grew up, and the only thing that interested me ever was comic books. My favorite hero is the Joker. Yes, I know he's a villain, but he was my hero, and damn it, I'm gonna stand by that. Also grew up kind of abandoned. Both my biological parents put me, my sister, and my younger brother through the foster care program. They moved out of the country. So we kind of moved around in the foster care system. And so comic books was my only thing that I had that really, you know, grabbed my attention. I just wanted to save something, you know, but I was depressed. I didn't care about living often. I thought about suicide probably every day. Joker was my favorite character because it represented life was a joke. You know, I don't understand how you can have children and just straight abandon them. I met my mother when I was 9. I moved to Nigeria and, backtrack real quick. While I was in London, I did a lot of stupid things. I guess I was just playing risque with my life. And I've been hit by a car 3 times. I was dragged by a motorcycle once. And I jumped out of everywhere that was high, testing my mortality. You know, but I always thought I wasn't scared to die. I just thought that, you know, I also thought that, you know, I just made life interesting for myself. I moved to Nigeria when I met my mother when I was 9. Somehow she came back, and I lived in Nigeria where I hated it also. But, you know, eventually met my father and moved to the United States. I left my father's home when I was 18, actually 17, and I kind of just started wandering around, living on my own. And, one of the things that I started doing once again was testing my mortality. Hung out with a bunch of guys, you know, and just fooled around, one big trouble guys. I didn't hang out with drug dealers. I thought they were a waste of time, you know. But I hung out with a bunch of guys that had no problem getting into a scrap every now and then, you know. Go to a party, you know, somebody's looking at you funny. Hey, set it off, you know, and have a good time with that. You know, because I always wanted to be in a bar fight. I just was never allowed in bars. So one night I was hanging out with a group of us. We probably went to a house party. We were probably about a good 20 of us that went to the house party. And the house party was already thick, so we stuffed ourselves. And then we just kind of fooled around, hung out, had a few drinks, you know, talked to the ladies, you know, and have a good time. And after the party, I noticed that a group of guys kept on staring at us. We were pretty thick, a group of guys. 20 of us was like 7, 8 of them. I figured, hey, they don't have the odds in their favor, you know. And I think it was my turn to start a fight that night. So I was like, hey, I'm going to start a fight, you know. So as we were leaving, the guys were following. Everybody kind of was outside that night. And I turned around. And I looked at the guys, and I just simply said, is there a problem? And they all smirked, which in my head registered as, why are they smirking? But then I turned around, and I realized that my group had kind of wandered off. But that wasn't even it. That wasn't even it. What happened was that it was actually 7 of them, and 5 of them pulled out guns and put them dead in my face. And I was shook. And I would say I was shook, and I stood like I was shook, but I actually ducked and tried to find my way underneath a car. And I realized I might be scared to die. Keyword here is might. And at that point on, you know, they talked a little smack, and they kind of wandered off. And I guess my group kind of noticed I was missing. And that's when they all turned around, and they came back. And they was like, what's going on? I was like, man, dude's got guns, you know. Let's go handle this. Which also wasn't one of the brightest things I've ever said in my life, because we didn't have guns. And I kind of hope, you know, maybe, you know, we could Steven Seagal it, you know. He always kind of, come on, come on. And then all of a sudden, you know. But it was like 7 of them. It was 20 of them, 20 of us. They had 5 guns. We had 2 knives among 20 of us. I don't think we was going to win that, you know. And we kind of walked around and we drove our cars in the dark of the night and didn't stumble across them. But then common sense kicked in a little later on because I was like, what if one of my friends got killed over this? I probably would never, you know, I'd never be good with myself ever, you know, because as much as I didn't care for myself, I did care for my friends an awful lot. I'm going to spiral this story out real quick. I got 2 minutes. That's cool. I'm going to spiral out this story, and I was going to perform, but I figured I was going to tell this next story because it's actually added to my whole idea of how I look at life. I'm a 31-year-old father, and I have a 2-year-old at home who actually is the reason why I'm existing right now. I love him to death. But around 4 years ago, I had a good friend by the name of Dominic. Dominic was the guy that everybody liked and loved. You know, pretty guy, women loved him, the guys loved him, but not in that kind of way, you know. And one day I travel a lot, I do a lot of shows out of the state, and now we have a band, we travel, do all kinds of crazy stuff. But one day he saw me in the mall. I hadn't seen him in quite a while. What's going on? Hadn't seen him in quite a while, and he came to me, he said, Femi, you know, we need to hang out sometime, you know. We need to get together, we need to hang out. And I was like, when I get some time, I'm come through, we're going to hang out, you know. Play spades, drink, I drink Guinness often. That's my thing. So I was like, get some Guinness, you know, have a good spades game. But it didn't actually happen. And I think 2 days after that, Dominic shot himself in the head. You know, come to find out from the time we hadn't been speaking with each other, you know, broke up with his high school sweetheart. You know, his parents had moved away. He got fired from his job. And he was being evicted from his apartment all within the same time frame. You know, I think he got that depressed and he was asking me for help and I couldn't hear it, you know. And I wrote something about that, which I was actually going to perform this evening, but time is time. And I'm going to spiral from that to another story because I still was envious that he was able to do something that I didn't have the courage to do. And about a month ago, a friend of mine called me around 6 o'clock in the morning and she said, Femi, my boyfriend's been cheating on me. And she sounded really hysterical, and I got worried. And I said, you know what? I'm going to come get you. I have to go to Silver Spring to pick up some CDs. So what I will do is come get you on my way, but I got to stop by, drop my son off at daycare, and I'll see you. On my way to drop my son off, she calls me and says, Femi, thank you for being a good friend, and hangs up the phone. And my heart starts beating really fast, really, really fast, and I'm scared. And I drop my son off quickly, and I get in my car, and I drive to her house. And when I get there, there's nothing but ambulance and police, and I'm scared shitless out of my mind. Like, I hope she did not do this to herself, you know? And I follow the ambulance to the shock trauma, and I can't get in the room because I'm not a family member, and she's from Chicago, there's no real family here, you know? So I'm just scared out of my mind, you know? And she survived. She took a bunch of pills, everything she could find in her cabinet, you know? And right then and there is when I let go of that whole feeling of I want to die because I don't want anybody feeling that kind of pain that I felt that evening when she called me, excuse me, that morning when she called me saying, thank you for being a good friend. Thank you.